Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Art Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Patricia Carol Mathis.
How are you today, Patricia?
And I had my fiber installed last Tuesday, but I realized I forgot to have my laptop and my printer connected, and I'm having trouble doing that.
Okay, I can actually walk you through it if you'd like.
Well, if you think you can, okay. I was hoping that maybe a technician who's installing in Rhinebeck anyway could stop by and do it.
Okay. Did you want to try walking through it with me on the phone first?
Well, actually, I'd prefer having somebody to come do it. A friend of mine who just left, who's more technologically
inclined,
just left, but we tried to set it up, but we didn't have a cable to connect it to my MacBook, but I've got a cable now. But it seemed to me it was very complicated because the Canon needed to have its software or its firmware updated, as well as being connected to the new fiber.
Well, the firmware can update once it's connected to the internet.
Oh, pardon me?
I was stating for the Canon printer, the firmware can update once the printer is connected to the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you don't necessarily need to plug it in to your laptop for that. It can do so wirelessly. So once it's connected to the internet, then that would actually solve the issue right there.
Okay, if you can help me get it connected.
Yeah, absolutely.
We tried, but it didn't seem to work. So we felt we needed to. I don't know. So I have a Mac.
Okay.
And I have this Canon printer.
Do you know what kind of printer it is? Do you know the model?
One second. Should be on the back, right?
It should actually just state on the front.
It's a Pixma.
Okay. Do you know if it's a TS or an MG?
It's what?
Do you know if it says under the Pixma what, like it should have two letters and then four numbers?
No, it just says Pixma.
Okay. And I mean, they are pretty typical as far as that goes. So what you would want to do, let's start with a MacBook first.
Okay.
Okay. So on the MacBook, you're logged in. It's on. Is that correct?
Just 1 second. I'll log it in.
Okay.
I just completely forgot, and I went to print something, and it wouldn't print.
Of course.
1 second.
Absolutely.
I don't understand why it's ringing in my ear, but
it sounds like a button's being pressed.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, I'm on. It says Epson software updater, check for new software. But
okay.
I'm trying to connect to Canon, not the Epson.
Okay, no, that's perfectly fine. So is your MacBook connected to the internet? Because I do remember you stating that you needed help with
no,
that one too.
No, it's not. It's
okay.
Not.
Okay. All right, so on the upper right part of the screen, you know how, like, the bar comes down?
How, like, the bar comes down?
Yeah, so you should see where the time is, for example.
Yep, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, got that.
So right next to that, there should be a little globe that would show, like, no connection. You should be able to hover over it. It'll tell you internet.
Wait a minute. Just hover.
It would be an icon right next to it.
Right next to it, there appears to be a message, but just hover over it.
Yeah, hover over it just to see what it pops up with.
Just, oh, there it is.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh.
It seems to have thought Siri was you were talking to Siri.
it just spoke to me.
Yeah, that's quite all right. That's Siri. Technology
okay.
has come a far way to where you could actually tell it.
I know, but I turn off Siri on my phone.
No worries.
Okay, so what do I do now?
Okay, so you see where it says the internet part then?
Well, let's see. That must be Siri.
Well, there is a Wi-Fi icon on there. So let's just see.
Oh, I see that.
So the Wi-Fi icon is where you would click that in order for it to pull up the list of the available Wi-Fi networks.
Yeah.
You would click on it.
Archtop Fiber 8049.
Yes. And then you still have the password for that. Is that correct?
Yes, but it's very complicated.
I know. But the problem is, if I were to make it simpler, you would have to reconnect all of the devices.
Oh, all right.
So I think we definitely want to avoid that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I've got it as the preferred network.
Yes.
And it's not, oh, it's red. Oh, okay. So do I, it says Wi-Fi, so I want to, oh, okay.
So you're going to type in the internet password. If you need the assistance with it, I can provide it to you if you don't have it.
I have it.
Okay.
But perhaps we could double check it. Because it's a little hard for me to read.
No, that's okay. I can tell it to you.
Oh, okay.
Just do me one favor. Can you verify your service address, please?
66 South Street.
Perfect. And just in case we get disconnected, what is the best phone number for you?
845-242-7780.
Perfect. All right. So I just had to make sure that was all correct. And just in case we get disconnected, you know, I have the number to call you back. Now, let me know when you're ready to type it in.
Okay. Well, there doesn't appear to be a place to type it. And the Wi-Fi looks like it's on, but red. What does that mean?
It just means that it's not connected yet.
Okay.
So there should be a spot where you are able to type in a password. It should have come up with a little pop-up for it.
Well, let me get rid of Siri.
Yes, that might also be helpful.
And No, it hasn't. There's no place to put a password in.
Okay, so try clicking on the Archtop Fiber connection once more. So click
Okay.
on that Wi-Fi icon with the Archtop
Yeah,
Fiber.
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
And then,
It doesn't come up.
okay, try command clicking.
Okay. Command and
Click.
just to enter.
Nope, command and click it with your mouse.
Oh, I didn't have my mouse. It's here. I did it with my pad.
Yeah, I
Okay.
mean, typically with the trackpad, when you press command and then you click with the trackpad, that kind of simulates a right click, so to speak.
Yeah, well, that's what I did, but there's still
There's
no,
still nothing popping up with it? Okay.
right. Nothing's popping up with it.
I mean, everything is online. Is it a MacBook Air?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 2017.
Yeah, I'm not worried. Yeah, I actually do see that. It's a MacBook Air 13. Okay. Let's see. Yep, it's actually connected now.
Pardon me?
It's connected. It's online now.
It's connected?
It's showing me that it's online.
Okay.
Try
Okay, but it
going
n
to Google or any other website that you need to go to.
Okay. My mouse isn't connected, but also. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll bring up my notes. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm seeing that your MacBook Air is connected.
Well, it brought up my notes, but I need to do something that connects me online, right?
Yeah, so if you go to Safari, for example.
Well, here, I went to iCloud. It's there.
Yes, that right there would show that you are connected for sure.
Okay. Now we've got the printer. So
Yes.
how did that happen if I didn't put in a password?
So it's possible that it was shared with your iPhone.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because any Apple device that gets that is under the same,
Account, right?
yes, so to speak.
Yes.
Because I have my iPhones, and I also have an iPad, and they automatically kind of sync, so to speak, especially when it's like a home network. So they're pretty smart with that. If I have somebody come to the house and they're trying to connect to my Wi-Fi, for example, and they're my contact and I'm their contact, it actually pops up on my phone asking if I would like to share the Wi-Fi password for them to connect.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have had that happen.
Yes. So iOS is actually very, very smart in that sense.
Well, it's one reason I've tried to stick with one system, you know.
Yeah, it kind of simplifies everything instead of having to transfer and yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely.
my house burned down and all
Oh
my
no.
equipment 7 years ago. And
Oh.
that's when I bought a new iPhone and I bought this MacBook Air, and since then I've just had,
Yeah,
Mac.
essentially just Apple, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But the printer's still not
Nope,
connected.
that's okay. So I can walk you through that. That's easy
Okay,
peasy, no
great.
problem. So at least we've got the MacBook
Okay.
out of the way. And then,
Okay,
so when
yeah.
you get to the printer, what you're going to
Okay,
want to do.
can you tell me something about right now, how do I get to the latest messages?
What do you
Right
mean, on the
now,
printer?
no, like in my iCloud inbox. It's showing I want the latest messages, not messages from more than a year ago.
Oh, so you might have to sort those, but for the most part, it should be showing most recent first.
Well, it isn't.
Okay.
So how do I make that happen?
Let me see, because I don't have my MacBook in front of me, but I do have one of my iOS devices that I can take a look.
Oh, it looks like the message filter wasn't.
Yes, so
Okay.
if you click on the
Now
message filter, it should be able to tell
it
you,
did.
yeah.
More or less. Yes. It
Exactly. And you
is.
should be able to filter by unread as well.
Yeah. It's to unread with. Oh, I see. I see. Unread, but I really want the latest, and it's giving me
Check the search
September.
box just to make sure, because sometimes the search box, if there's something typed in it, will filter for only those results.
The search box doesn't have anything in it.
Okay. Are you in your inbox or are you in a different folder?
No, I'm in my inbox, my iCloud inbox.
Okay. And just take a look here.
And now, I guess I took that off. And see, it's just showing.
Up to September.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there should be a way to prevent it from filtering out the older stuff.
Oh, it's saying filter only with attachments, but I don't necessarily want to do that.
No, so you should uncheck everything as far as the filter goes.
I should what? Take
Uncheck anything
everything
that's
off?
checked in the filter.
Okay.
Or you can press clear on the, there should be a clear button at the bottom of the filters.
Okay, you have to turn them on first, right? Unfiltered messages, okay.
Yes,
But
that's what you want.
it's, oh my Lord. But it's still showing, it's not showing the latest.
That's interesting. I might
Why
have to go
I
get
use the
the MacBook.
that's why I'm using the iPads.
Yes, I completely understand on that.
but I can't. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh,
So
I see. Okay. I'm trying. Okay. Okay, it updated.
great.
When I unclicked everything.
That's what I was stating. Yeah, to unclick everything.
Okay. Okay.
So it should
All
update with the
right.
most recent now.
Yes. And I just updated a credit card and it shows that that was done. So,
Great.
okay, we're looking at the latest now.
So we're back in session. We're good. We're golden. All right. And let me know when you want to move on to the Canon PIXMA.
Right now.
Okay, so let me know when you're in front of it, please.
I am.
Okay, so you should see the home screen. You're going to want to click over to the settings. So you should
Yeah,
press on
right now
menu.
it's on copy.
Yes, so you want to press the menu button.
Yeah.
You're going to go over until you see settings.
Over. Oh, okay.
Use the key, the arrow keys.
I'm just getting the copy menu. So click the menu again.
Yep, click menu.
Okay. And it's just showing me the copy menu.
That's interesting. Okay. Press the return key.
The return key. The one with the arrow on it?
Yes.
Okay, it's still just showing copy.
Okay, and that's fine. Does it show you the home button? Is there a home button to the left of the screen? It looks like a little house.
No, there isn't.
Okay.
It's just the copy button. And here, let me try this. No, I
Is
can't.
it
It
fully a
doesn't
touch
seem.
screen?
It's what?
Is it fully a touch screen?
I don't think so.
Okay, so there's actual keys, like the arrow keys. What do you see on the front of the
Yeah.
printer? Like, what buttons do you see?
On the front
Yes.
of the printer. You mean on the top?
Yes.
Oh, I just see a return arrow, a left and right arrow, and an okay. And then down by the menu, there's tools, fax, copy, and I assume it's print.
Okay.
And let's see how I can.
You said tools?
Pardon me?
You said there was a
Tools,
button that
yeah.
said tools? Press
Yes.
that button for me, please.
Oh, setup mode.
Yes.
Wireless LAN setup.
Yes, that is what we need.
Okay. Now, I press the right arrow.
So I would follow the prompts on there. So with it being
Yeah.
said, wireless LAN, that's what we want. So you want to press the OK on that one.
Oh, okay. So press OK. It's searching for the router.
Exactly. And when it pops up with the arch
Oh,
top, you will press OK when it's highlighting the arch top.
it doesn't come more
It may take a moment.
standard setup, and I just say okay.
Yeah, standard setup.
Okay, now it's searching for the router.
Perfect.
And it's looking for South Street Mesh. I don't want that. So do I keep pressing the right arrow?
Yeah, press the right arrow until you see the arch top.
There's Archtop Fiber. So I say
Press
okay.
OK on that one. And now this is where it may get a little bit more complicated, but it's actually easier than you think.
Okay. I see
So it should.
a left arrow and a right arrow
Okay. It should
under
ask for a
Archtop
password.
Fiber. It hasn't yet.
Did you press OK on the archtop fiber?
Again, now it says select Wi-Fi router.
Yes,
And
so.
it says, I don't want to hook it up to Spectrum, so let
No.
me.
Select it over to the archtop fiber.
Yeah, I'm doing. Huh, now it just says search again. Okay, I'll search again. South Street Mesh,
No.
no. Archtop Fiber,
Yeah.
okay. All right. Now I have a on the screen under Archtop Fiber, I have a right arrow and a left arrow.
Okay. What else does it say on the screen?
Just Archtop Fiber 8049 and a right arrow and a left arrow.
Okay, is there another word maybe underneath it that states press
No,
okay?
no, no, but I
Okay.
could press OK.
Yes.
Ah, now it wants me to enter the password, which I
Okay.
don't. Oh, that's where we have to put in this whole thing.
Yes, and that's where I said it might
Ah!
sound a little complicated, but it's really easier than you think.
Okay, so
Okay.
eight, four,
One,
one,
capital
and then
T.
how do I do that?
So, do you see where it says the ABCs?
Yes.
So, go down to where it's the capitalized ones.
Oh, yeah. So that's a
Press
seven.
OK on that when you're hovering over the capitalized ones. And then you're going to put in T. And then you're going to go back to the 1, 2, 3s.
I see. Now it goes back to the password phrase. So, what did we put in?
So we put in 841. You should have been able to put in a capital T as in Thomas.
Yeah, it says TGP. What does that mean?
No, so that would be T6E. Unless you're talking about on
It
the
says,
screen.
I'm talking about on the screen, it says TGP.
Interesting. Does it show where the password is though? Does it still show you the
Yeah,
keyboard? It does not show the keyboard.
no, it doesn't. It just says TGP.
Okay, so press that little return button.
Okay.
It should bring you back to the password screen.
Oh, it says enter paraphrase. T with an underline. Okay, let me go back. Okay. Enter password. Okay.
Yes.
Selector iCloud Cloud, let's do that again. Archtop Fiber.
Yes.
We don't want Spectrum.
Nope, so we want the Archtop.
Yeah, we had it, but it's... I'm searching again. It keeps... There it is. Okay, that's okay. I say okay.
Okay, so it should now pop up with that password area.
But if I... There it is.
Yes.
Passphrase.
Yes.
Okay. And there's an A beside it, whatever that means. But let's try again with the numbers.
Yes.
8, 4, 1...
Capital T as in Thomas.
But now it says TG instead of 841. Oh, I see. TG1. Huh. That didn't go in.
Okay. So go back to where it says enter passphrase.
Okay. Yeah.
Does it give you any options?
There it says enter passphrase. There's a colon and an A.
Press OK on the enter passphrase.
Okay. Nothing happened. There's just a spot there. Try again.
Yeah, it's probably because it's asking for that password. Okay, give me one moment. Let me just take a look here. Just bear with me because I am pulling up.
Okay, I'm going to refill my coffee. One sec.
Yeah, no, go for it.
Okay, I'm here again.
Okay. Let's see. We're going to go to the wireless help. And let me just find this real quick. Here we go.
It's so nice to have a tech helper I can understand.
Oh, of course. It's always important.
So are you based locally?
Yes. So we are actually locally here in Kingston.
Good. That's why I wanted to get rid of Spectrum.
Absolutely. Okay. Wow, they have really advanced everything to the point where they just want you to connect it to your smartphone. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, I want to have my phone connected too. If I'm
Yes, and there
connected
is
to
an
Wi-Fi.
application for that.
Okay, I am connected to Archtop Fiber.
Yes, if you go to the App Store on your phone,
Yeah.
go to Canon Print.
Oh, okay. Just a moment. Canon print.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely get that because that will help you with your printing needs.
Great.
Especially if you find something on your phone that you want to print, that will be your app to go to. If you find something on Safari, for example, you'll click that little share button and you'll go down to the Canon print. It'll say print with Canon print. I do that
Oh.
with my Epson app. So if I find anything
Okay.
that's on my phone or if I receive an email, and usually I don't always have my computer on, what I'll do is I will press that little share button at the bottom of the screen and I will select print with Epson for my Epson printer.
Okay, now this says smart printer app, but oh, Canon print changed to smart printer app,
Oh, it's possible. They always
or
change the
that's
name. That's the
just
crazy
an
thing.
ad.
So the Canon print really is, let's see, when was the last time this was updated? It was updated a week ago.
Okay.
So it should
And
be the latest version for it.
okay, when I say get, it doesn't seem to get it. It just, oh, there. Okay. Says app name change.
Yeah.
And when I click get, nothing happens to my
Okay.
phone.
That's probably because they have a glitch.
Okay.
Oh
And
yeah,
I
so they must
don't
be having
want.
a issue with it. They must be aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try that another time because I
Okay.
don't want the smart printer app
No. You
that
definitely want the one that's provided by Canon.
has. Okay.
Yeah, so I think they must know that there's an issue with it and
Okay.
they're probably working to
So
fix that.
we'll try that another time.
Absolutely. So just keep that one in mind for and just keep checking to see when it gets fixed for you. Now, back to this Canon where we need to submit the password. Does it pop up with a long box where you can type things in?
No. Well, it just has the one box.
Okay. Okay, so when it comes up with the I believe
With
you had
your
said
passphrase.
TGE, I think it was, or TGP, where it says enter
Yeah.
passphrase. Can you press the arrow key and see what happens there?
Okay, well, I went back. So now it just says enter the passphrase. So I think I need to do the 8 and 4 again.
The
And
841, yes.
that's what it says TG. And the one didn't register because it doesn't have a letter. Oh, do I want to press this for symbols? No, I don't want that. It doesn't want to take the one.
So it doesn't want to take the one.
Right. And on my printer here, there are no letters under the one.
Okay.
The ABCs start on number 2.
Okay, so, because we definitely need the 841 and then the letter T.
Well, I can't figure out how to do the 1.
Okay.
It won't enter it. It says invalid values entered. And that's on the 1.
Interesting. Okay, so I have a feeling that there is something else that we're missing here. So go back to the network selection.
Okay.
Or actually go back to the setup.
Okay. So you don't want me to select Archtop Fiber.
Correct. Go back once more. And let me know what you see.
Wireless LAN setup.
Mm-hmm.
Standard setup is an option. Let's see if there's another option. It's a push button setup, WPS.
Yeah, but I don't think the router has a push button that you can press. I mean, if you take a look at the router, is there a button that you can press that's not a reset button? It would say reset next to it.
Room, but I have the wireless LAN setup. It says other setup.
No, we want the wireless LAN for sure.
Okay.
But I remember there was another submenu once you pressed on wireless LAN.
Yeah.
So press OK on the wireless LAN.
Enter WPS button at the top of the wireless router. Okay. So let me go to the router, which is in the other room.
Yeah, because if there is a WPS button, then that would be even better for you because that would make things so much simpler.
Okay. All right. I'm going. I'm connected to my hearing aids. I can hear you
with the air. Oh, yeah. That's actually what my mom had. She had the Bluetooth hearing aids. It was so helpful.
Okay.
So we're looking at the white box, which would be the router. So we're looking at the white box, which is the router.
Oh, I pulled it out. No. Do I have you?
Yes, you've got me. Give me one moment, okay?
Hello?
Because from what I can see, I have a way of making this simpler for you. If you're still there.
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment. So go ahead and click back into the WPS1.
Hello, Judy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, I lost you.
No, that's okay. I think you just went too far from the phone.
Just a minute.
So go back to the printer for me, please, because I did find another way that I can handle this.
Pardon me?
I did figure out another way that this can get connected.
I can't hear you through my hearing aids.
Okay.
I lost you.
No, that's okay.
Can you call me back?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.